Logan wasn't to be trusted with Olivia. I was the only other man in the world who could run Crown Industries, so I was the only one who put the fear of God into him. Fear was a bad decision maker. What the hell was that? After a shower, I found him exactly where I expected, working in the office, banging at his laptop as if he was pissing on his territory. What was what? I came around to his side of the desk and slapped his laptop closed. I heard the whole thing. Why didn't you say so? He leaned back and looked at me as if we were having a casual conversation. Oh, wait. You wanted to see what she'd say, am I right? I'm not discussing Olivia. Did her answer satisfy you? The problem with my brother in any position of power was that he was too above board for his own good. If he didn't tell the full truth in words, I could easily read the entirety of his scheme on his face. Leave her alone, I said. She's not that important. Our mother thinks it's serious with you two. Said she had the tingle as soon as she saw her. I fell into a chair. He'd taken the wind right out of me. My mother's foolproof way of discerning a couple's longevity struck the back of her neck. It hadn't been wrong yet. Yeah, Logan said. She even waved her fingers that way she does. I'll talk to her. Good idea. She's so excited she practically did a river dance. She thought, after Samantha, you'd never bring anyone around. But you go ahead and ruin her week. Tell her the tingle's wrong. Promise her you're going to mope around the rest of your life. Excuse me, I snapped, and he swallowed hard, knowing he'd overstepped. I'm sorry, that wasn't fair. You've never lost anyone. I'd never wish it on you.
I know, but...
But
it's possible you've started to come out of grieving. It's possible you're vulnerable to a woman who's looking to give herself an edge.
I laughed. I had to. He was right. If anyone would go to extraordinary lengths to gain an advantage, it was Olivia Monroe. And if there was any woman I trusted wasn't doing exactly that, it was her.
The ocean was half a mile away and 1,000 feet below, but that night, with the back patio empty and all the good nights said, the arrhythmic crashing of the waves ground down the edges of my anxiety. I was smooth and empty. I thought nothing. Not about the morning, not about the piss stick on the vanity, nor the hum of it, nor the bleach-bright light it cast. Calling it an elephant in the room was an insult to its size, so I called it nothing. A plastic piece of nothing. One line is failure, two is success. In a long t-shirt and underwear, I crawled under the fluffy duvet and closed my eyes to wait for Byron's visit. If we hadn't tied our relationship in knots by going from opponents to casual, directly to maybe baby, what would we be? How would I feel about it? Bitter, maybe? Annoyed, probably. Resentful of my weakness with him. My submission to his commands would have eaten at me on one hand, and on the other, driven me into his bed as many times as I could bear. I hadn't bedded that many men, but enough to know no one could twist me into a pretzel and make me beg for more the way Byron did. He'd cut off the sex before I was done with him. He'd get bored or end it before his affection turned into a promise he couldn't keep. I was sure of it. He would have done it to win the game and to ensure his heart remained locked tight against me. I'd know he was right. I would have been better off spending years trying to stop that ridiculous house, living my life, picking at him like a scab that forgot the source of its wound. One line is disappointment. Two lines is hope. I didn't understand him, and I never would, but he was a complex taste I needed on my tongue again before it faded away. There was more to him than one mouthful could savor. His guilt was a bitter bite of humanity, and his poetry was a sweet aftertaste of expressive ambition. He hadn't been acting, but I didn't fool myself into thinking it mattered. We were incompatible. I had to stop turning it over in my head. Tomorrow. One line, you're free. Two lines, he's yours. Tomorrow, no matter what, I'd shut down this nonsense. But for that night, I'd succumb to every fantasy of us. The one where he was emotionally available and I was capable of giving up a piece of my sovereignty to a partner.